The Gospel today told us that the apostles said to Christ that they have left everything and followed him. And then they asked him, "What then shall we have?" They followed Christ and they ended up losing him after the crucifixion. But Christ gave them his Holy Spirit so they could afterwards follow God by following the Holy Spirit. What do we give up to follow God in an apostolic way, and what does following the Holy Spirit mean? For those being called to get married, following Christ in an apostolic way, it's not giving up your family. That's your calling. That's your cross. That's your spiritual and overall responsibility. You can't just give up whatever you find difficult at times. That's not the way to heaven. The way to heaven is narrow, and we can't go through it unless we minimize ourselves. Put first everyone else in our family and circle, not to say to put above us simply everyone around us. Sacrifice our will to keep the peace in the family. And we will say a few examples just to make it more clear. In our everyday life, never complain about the way the food is cooked, for example. The one that cooked put a lot of effort there regardless of the result. Try to give a hand with whatever we could maybe help, or we could maybe learn how to do so, so that others will get a break or a relief. Go somewhere that our partner asks us to make him or her happy. The other person's happiness is not just our sacrifice. It's not a bad thing, but it's our ticket to our personal and eternal happiness too. Don't be afraid to take responsibility for someone else's mistakes as if they were ours, to make this other person think more about the seriousness of life and take a breath from his or her fears about their actions' consequences. Of course, all this within healthy borders, but I believe you get the sacrificial message I'm trying to get across. It will be like we die every day when we need to deny ourselves, but as the Father say, you can never live as a Christian, you can only die as a Christian, and we die on a daily basis. And because we do this to follow Christ and his example, at the same time it means that we acknowledge him in front of the people, like the Gospel says today. But if our mother or father or son or daughter attempts to push us away from God, we need to choose God over them. There is no other way around it. This sacrificial life will enable us to follow the Holy Spirit. In our everyday life, following the Holy Spirit means to do only what God wants. How can we tell what God wants? After emptying ourselves and being filled up with the Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit works in us and we will get the sense one way or another of what's right and what's not. It's not according to our logic, it's not according to any possibilities of success, it's not because we necessarily know the future, it's because we can now sense how God wants us to move. We established a connection that gives us signals, and these signals are like the traffic lights. They tell us when to go and when to stop. Following the Holy Spirit means to focus on God regardless whatever disasters, distractions, or difficulties around us. This focus itself has the energy and power to get us out of any temptation and lead us through this life to the next and endless one. It's like when Apostle Peter followed Jesus' orders, and this enabled him to walk safely on the waves as long as he stayed focused on him and not on the thunderstorm that he was experiencing then and there. The amazing fact is that when we stay on this focus, we also are able to save everyone around us. Whoever is following us will also get out of the water with dry feet. Our family will be saved unless willingly, like Judas, will give up the real price for material ones. So if we want to follow God, we need to deny our father and mother, our intellect and logical way of thinking, as well as our sons and daughters, our material power and love for this earthly life and focus on God. And this focus is enough to get us and our families on the other side, where our eternal existence will find eternal joy and eternal love.